You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today we reflect on a powerful lesson from both the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi and Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon them too. So the Holy Prophet says, do not look at the quantity of their prayers. So who is he exactly addressing? I don't know, it doesn't matter. It relates to a group of Muslims maybe. Do not look at the quantity of their prayers, fasting, pilgrimage, even acts of kindness, or their nightly recitations. Rather, look at their truthfulness in speech and their fulfillment of trust, in their truthfulness and trustworthiness. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam too emphasizes the same. Do not be deceived by their prayers or fasting, for a person might be overly absorbed in prayer and fasting to the point that if they stop, they feel lonely, they feel like frightened, because that has become their habit. Rather, test them by their truthfulness and trustworthiness. So these are the two main criteria here: truthfulness and trustworthiness. These teachings shift our focus from outward practices to the deeper qualities of integrity and honesty. Let's dive into these profound lessons. It's easy to judge someone by their outward actions, how many prayers they perform, or how much charity they give. But the Prophet and Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remind us that what truly matters is the honesty and integrity behind these actions. A person who is consistent in their truthfulness and fulfills their responsibilities is a person of true faith. Let me ask you this question. If someone doesn't carry out his responsibilities and he comes and, does a lot of good deeds, for example, gives charity, prays regularly, goes to the mosque, and so on and so forth, would you call that person an honest person? No. Would those acts of like good deeds matter for God? No. Because he doesn't carry out his responsibility. He's actually running away from carrying out his responsibilities. So someone who performs their daily prayers but lies or betrays trust is not fulfilling the essence of faith. Speaking the truth is a cornerstone of Islamic ethics. It shows respect for others, builds trust, and reflects a pure heart. The Prophet emphasized that the authenticity of a person's words speaks louder than their rituals. A person may pray five times a day, but if they are known for dishonesty, that becomes a reflection of their true character. So trust is something that cannot be overlooked. For example, a business person may appear pious and charitable, but if they are dishonest in their transactions or fail to honor agreements, their true faith is questionable. Inshallah, stay true to your word and to your faith. Till next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.